This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge has ruled that the government's watch list that identifies more than 1 million people as known or suspected terrorists violates their constitutional rights. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The plaintiffs in the case, nearly two dozen Muslims who hold U.S. citizenship, maintain they were wrongly placed on the watch list, and that resulted in being handcuffed at border crossings and frequently subjected to invasive secondary searches at airports. U.S. District Judge Anthony Trenga ruled the plaintiffs have a right to due process when their constitutional rights are infringed, writing, "There is no evidence or contention that any of these plaintiffs satisfy the definition of a known terrorist, and the alternate standard for placement on the list, that of a suspected terrorist, can easily be triggered by innocent conduct that's misconstrued." Ben Thomas, Washington.
As the Bahamas is recovering from Dorian, the U.S. is trying to help. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the international community looks to help the Bahamas, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are big logistical hurdles.
The National Airport in Abaco is underwater.
And others aren't accessible by land. The military is using helicopters to get supplies to the Bahamas. And President Trump says America is putting its good fortune with Dorian to good use.
We're taking some of the supplies from other places, including Florida, where we didn't have to use them, and we're going to be bringing them over to the Bahamas, where they really need it very badly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis was met by thousands of excited Mozambicans Wednesday, including the president, as he began his first papal visit to the southern African country. The pontiff says that he brings a message of peace to the war-ravaged nation. On his three-day visit, the pope is meeting with lawmakers, youth, and clergy, giving three speeches on Thursday before leading a mass Friday. In a recorded message released ahead of his arrival, the Pope addressed Mozambicans in the nation's dominant language, Portuguese.